It's Wednesday, the 30th of July. It's raining. It's not heavy rain, it's still raining. I'm kind of sheltering below the canopy of the trees. It's cool. But again, pleasant. It's very light rain. Almost drizzly rain. It's refreshing on the face. So no sunshine this morning then. Just grey skies. No wasps on the ornamental grass this morning because it's too wet and the leaves are all covered in big droplets. Ah! That breeze just moved the tree above me and I got dripped upon. I hope we're not going to lose all that good weather we had. Oh, so tired. Seems to be a morning moan of mine. Well, I think it has been for a long while. But we went to bed just after 10 last night and I really did. I slept well. Well, as well as and as sound as I normally could sleep. If that makes any sense to me. But well, not a good sleep till 7 and then the alarm and oh my god, it can't be 7 already. What makes it even worse is that yesterday I had a brick wall, literally. Someone built a brick wall in the house and I ran straight into it. Should I say literally? Or metaphorically. No. Literally in the sense of a brick wall of fatigue, if you like. I had been doing just a wee job up at Andrew's farm. It was a nice wee number, as they say. Nothing laborious, nothing strenuous, just I was up for about 3 or 4 hours and that included a good blether with Andrew and Jenny. And I came back home and we had our dinner about 3, 4. And I got up from dinner and I went to my room and I went to do something at the computer and I was found myself staring at it. I hadn't done anything. So I got up and I thought, oh no, I'll go into the living room and I'll sit in my big chair for a wee bit. But I was dead. I was absolutely dead. I can't remember the last time I felt so bad. I felt that bad, I had to say to Mary, look, I'm gone, I'm dead here, I don't know what's happening. So she suggested I go down to bed for an hour, but I don't like going to bed because it just doesn't work for me. So I thought, no, okay, I'll go into the conservatory and I'll curl up on the wee sofa in there. I And so she said, well, if you're doing that, I'll go to bed for an hour. Which is fine, because she normally does it anyway. So I went in there, and I must have went out like a light. And the next thing I knew, it was after six, and Mary was bringing me in a cup of tea. And I was just zonked, absolutely zonked. I don't know. I could see the point if I'd been digging the garden for 3 or 4 hours or something else, you know, burning a lot of energy up. But even at that, I've done that many, many, many times over my retirement years, if you like. I never felt that way. That's a great word, that, because that's how I felt. I felt zonked. It's not natural. Not for me, anyway. Oh, well. So when we went to bed at 10 last night, I thought, I'm not going to get to sleep here. Yep. Lights out, lights out. As quick as that. But I hope it's a one-off thing, that yesterday. Wouldn't want to feel like that on any kind of regular basis. As if someone had just drained most of the blood out of me. Anyway, I go this Friday morning to have some bloods taken to see if... What am I going to see? Oh yeah, doctor wants to see if I have an underactive thyroid. I can't see it myself because generally once I'm up and about, I'm generally very active. Alright, it's just another blood test. Be in and out in a minute. Can it be psychological? Tiredness? Tiredness be psychological? I don't know. Didn't feel psychologically tired yesterday. But then would I have known it? Would I have known that? Oh dear. On the bright side of things. It's nice to be here in the garden, even if it is drizzly rain. And even if the sun's not shining, it's still nice. And I do appreciate it.